Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We will figure out if I keep the belt in moments. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Two Sixers-related questions. Number one, should the Sixers hang a banner if they win the NBA Cup, yes or no?
No.
And what do you think the poll results are
at? I'd say 70% no.
81.1% wrong. And I am predicting here, we like winning in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Oh,
nobody here cared about horse racing at all. And Smarty Jones came around. And everybody was like, we love horse racing. Philly, Little League
but
Baseball.
But we hadn't won yet.
Taney Dragons?
We hadn't won yet.
What?
A championship.
Yes. Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, there's change now.
I do think people, if they get to the finals or something, will get pretty excited.
I agree.
Yeah.
Even I probably would.
I'm not going to be
a wet blanket. Yeah, of course I'd be rooting for him and win. I'm just talking about the whole celebration of it.
No, banner. And here's the second question. Would you go to a parade if the Sixers won the NBA Cup, yes or no?
That's definitely no.
83.5% say no, but I'm not talking to those people. Like, look, everybody in the Delaware Valley didn't go to the Eagles parade. There are plenty of people that didn't go.
I'm talking really?
To close to it. I am talking to the people that will go to the NBA Cup parade. That we will lead.
NBA Cup parade.
Oh, man. See, we need a smaller street than Broad Street, I think.
Right,
Broad Street
right.
And the Parkway.
Yeah.
What could we do? Maybe.
No, you could use Market.
Market's too big a street.
Oh, yeah?
I need to fill up the street. Maybe Ludlow, right next to the building here. Filbert. Sansom. Maybe around Jewelers Row or something. Just give me a smaller street, you know, two blocks, and we can fill up with a couple thousand people. That's all I'm saying. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake. Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike.
What's up,
How
Tasty Cake?
We're good, man.
I'm doing great. Excited for the game tonight.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Your hated Celtics tonight.
That's right.
We get two in a row against them. That what a blessing. That's why I really wanted to call. Like, it's early, Spike, but you got it. Time for Daryl Morey to take a bow. I mean,
oh wow!
What a athletic, talented, gutsy, hardworking team he put together.
Mm. Yeah, he learned. He said it as much after the season ended last year. That was a mistake he made in terms of the bench.
Yep.
Is that they didn't have enough athleticism and youth and length and those sorts of things. And all you needed to do was watch the finals last year and forget about the stars for a second. Look at the players, below the top two or three on Oklahoma City and Indiana, and all those guys are 6'5" to 6'7" and busting their ass and playing defense and playing, you know, picking up full court, all that kind of stuff. And they did that. And your favorite guy, Barlow, is now out with the most Sixers injury of all time. He has a cut on his elbow, and I'm not minimizing it. Obviously, it was serious, but he missed two games. Now he's going to miss another two games. They haven't even updated validated it. But he's a guy. You know, we already know that the Maxey and Edgecombe and Grimes. Grimes, yeah. But Dembona is a young and athletic player. I mentioned Barlow. Even Jabari Walker. At least he's strong. He works hard out there. There's just like a lot of guys out there that are playing hard and playing the entire time. Playing hard the entire time they're in there.
Your guy Spike has been playing under control and has been fantastic so far.
Oubre, you mean? Yeah. Oubre's been great. Yeah. Even Eric Gordon looks like he lost 10 pounds.
He does look like he lost weight. He does.
Yeah. I don't know.
Get Kyle Lowry out there.
Dude, I don't even think he's wearing a uniform. He looks like he's in a sweatsuit on the bench every game. I think he's really embraced the coach role. The $2 million a year coach role he has.
That's assistant pretty good coach. Job. Yeah, that's pretty good job.
Well, yeah, and all that. And, you know, I don't think this adds any athleticism particularly, but when they get Paul George and they get Jared McCain back, that gives them something they really need, which is shooting, because the guys that are, you know, Maxey, Grimes, and Edgecombe are all shooting at an unsustainable 3-point percentage right now. So they need shooters out there. And when those guys come back, that's going to help.
So when they come back, Spike, give me the starting five.
So I think it ends up being, I think they start Edgecombe, Maxey, George, Embiid, and probably Oubre. And then you're bringing Grimes and McCain off the bench. But I do think it gives you the ability to start Grimes at times. I also think that there's a chance that at some point against certain matchups, Barlow could start. I think if he ends up rounding in a form, Trendon Watford can start at four. But, you know, Paul George said, I don't know if it works in the playoffs, but Paul George said he's willing and able to play four. And I think they could do that sometimes. And the thing about him at four, so the Sixers, I think, are last in the league in corner threes. Because the power forward is the one who is open in the corner. And their power forwards right now cannot shoot. You know, whether it is none of those guys can shoot. But if Paul George is playing a four and he's open in the corner, that's deadly. Yep. You know, that's deadly. I know you don't like Nick Nurse, but he has them out there playing hard and moving the ball on offense and all that sort of stuff too.
I'm not going to complain about a damn thing.
Okay, there you go.
About the Sixers. The one thing I wanted to ask you about the starting five you laid out. If you're starting Oubre and he's rebounded well.
Yep.
And George.
Yep.
Will they be able to rebound well enough to ignite those guards on the fast break?
That's
with
the tough
that starting five.
Yeah, so that's a tough part of it. And that is why the adjustment you might see there is Oubre coming off the bench, George to three, and one of those stronger guys at power forward. Is that especially, I think the biggest question on that is Embiid. If Embiid doesn't start moving better on defense and rebounding, he's never been a great rebounder, but if he doesn't get back to where he was, I think you probably need to start one of those big guys at four. But they've done a really good job of gang rebounding too. You know, Edgecombe's done a great job.
Absolutely rebounding as a team.
Yes.
The last thing I want to tell you, Spike, is I love you, but that cup don't mean a daggone thing to
me. Yes, it does, buddy. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Embrace it.
Nope.
And the worst part of the cup, Ike, right, is the god-awful court we'll have to see tonight.
That's the worst part of this whole tournament. Yeah, it's the worst part.
I agree with you. I saw the Sixers court is all blue. It just makes it hard to watch the game.
Yeah, it's a distraction.
Yeah.
Some of these courts is unbelievable. Ike, I wanted to tell you one more thing. You mentioned about the ESPN thing either yesterday or the day before.
With Charles and Kenny and Chuck?
Right. Leaving them intact and complimenting them. Yeah. The other thing I want to tell you, like, is the most painful thing I ever experienced in my life is Jamal Crawford calling the game.
Oh, yeah.
He's agonizing.
Yeah. They're going with Jamal Crawford and Reggie.
With
Mike Tirico.
And Reggie is so good. And Jamal Crawford wants to try to drown them out. It was agonizing.
Yeah. Yeah, he's learning.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Tasty.
That's all I can give you is that he's learning.
You know what I think happens with those guys sometimes, unfortunately? Mm-hmm. They throw them in there, and if they're naturally good, it's fine.
Right.
I don't know that anyone is working with those guys to get better. You know, like, because they all have so much knowledge. And I thought about this with Rome, like Romo, and who was the other guy from the Cowboys that didn't work out?
Jason Witten.
I'm not sure that Jason Witten would have been good, but like, you can't expect, color is hard. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to get your information in a small amount of time, and especially during basketball,
yeah,
because it's constant movement. I just, like, Tony Romo was just good right away, right? So he ended up working out. I just wonder if there's anyone saying to Jamal Crawford after the game, hey, great job, buddy, great information. Do it maybe a little bit this way.
Yeah.
Or wait till Mike Tirico says this. Or I'm sure maybe Tirico is saying, let me set you up there.
And a three-man booth, I would imagine, is even harder.
Yes.
Because now you got three guys you're trying to. See, I always look at it like, I would rather hear the play-by-play guy. The color guy, you can throw something in there if something needs to be explained. The problem is that they pay these guys so much money, they feel like they have to say something.
That's the thing, is you feel like you have to show that you're doing something.
Yes.
As opposed to just finding, that is the, you know, I'll give credit to the guys on this station on the radio with Mike Quick, Larry Anderson, Kevin mm-hmm. Stocker, is that like, you never at any point when you're listening to those broadcasts feel like any of those guys are forcing themselves onto the game.
Right.
They're waiting for their spot. And that's the hard part, is that your spot is small sometimes, right?
Yep.
Like, your spot is 15 seconds. So you have to think about what you're going to say before you say it, deliver it, and then get out.
Yeah.
And it's not about how much you talk. It's about what you say when you are talking.
Yes.
And those guys on our station are great, but it's a hard job.
Yeah.
You know?
I would imagine. And like you said, I think part of it is they kind of like just, they put them out there and let them learn on the job.
Yep.
Right? Because what they normally do is you do these simulated games, right?
Yep.
In the offseason, you're sitting there with a play-by-play guy, and you guys are voicing over a game that's already happened
mm-hmm.
before, and you're sitting there trying to figure it out that way. But when those real bullets start flying,
yeah,
it's like,
it's so fast.
Yeah, it's so fast.
Yep.
But I do believe it's because I think they feel like they have to say something.
I also don't think, I can't think of any, why do you need three people?
why do you need three people?
You know, it worked out with Van Gundy and Mark Jackson,
yeah.
You know, and
Mike Breen,
and that worked out.
I don't know what ESPN was doing. They should have never broke that trio up.
No, that was perfect. That worked out. But it's hard enough to get chemistry with two people. To get chemistry with three people, one of whom has never done it before,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's a difficult thing.
Yep. No, I totally agree.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Speaking of difficult, winning the belt is difficult.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I'm a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
The Belt is
is awarded every Friday around 4:30 on the WIP afternoon show. It goes to the WIP or employee that week who brought it the most. The way the belt works is that the person who has the belt has it unless somebody takes it from them. So every week it's not somebody else. It could be somebody that kept it because they continued to do something great or nobody else did anything well. I currently have the belt. Now, I've only had the belt twice, and it's both been for screaming at Elliot. it seems like that is the secret. It is Ike who has said I deserve it both times. It seems like Ike really likes when I yell at Elliot.
They were passionate. They were passionate yells, man. It was good stuff.
They were. He gets me going. So the question is, has anyone done anything this week strong enough, or have I been strong enough to keep the belt? Something happened on this show this week. Somebody else is getting the belt. He said the best case scenario for his future ultimately includes hosting an afternoon drive program on WIP. Mm-hmm. I got nothing to say. You're damn right I do.
As the permanent host.
You're damn right I do. What's the purpose of this job? I want to maximize what I do. This is prime time. I want to be here. What's wrong with that? It's like being in a corner and saying, I don't want to start. Hey, you know what, Quinion? I want to be your backup and sit there all day. Well, hell no! I want to host Afternoon Drive on WIP!
Flyers and 50 with Louie.
Get Louis Coco in here. Louie. Yeah, I don't think that there's an issue with that at all. Isn't that what you want? People would drive to go get the best spot? That's what I want, damn it! I ain't afraid of that at all. Bring it on! I got no issue. No, I'm just saying, I got no problem saying I want to be in one of those chairs.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Are you going to turn your voice down?
You're going to cut my brake line? No, by the way, did I say by Thursday I'm taking over?
Well,
I said
49.
My dream job is to work afternoon drive. Who doesn't have that dream doing this gig? You either want mornings or afternoon. That's what you want.
Midday?
Well, that's a start to the next spot. That's what people do.
Wow.
Broge gets the belt for not only in an interview saying he wants my job. Let's be honest. It ain't you. It's me. And then when we confront him about it on the air, he doubles down. Now, his voice went up 7 or 8 octaves. He got a little tight, and he did not even finish his segment and walked away.
Yeah.
But as much as I object to what he said...
Yeah, you got a kid has some stones, man. You got to give it to him.
And he
didn't back down.
And wait, not only does he want to take my job from me, he took the belt from me.
Good job there, Broads.
Unbelievable.
Good job.
So I think that's the second time Broads has earned the belt.
Second time Broads had the belt?
Yeah. He did it once.
You know what? Because he did the, who did he yell at? He yelled at somebody.
He did yell at somebody.
It was a GM, wasn't it? Was it Daryl Morey?
He was screaming on something.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was, but
I do remember that, yeah.
It is the second time. So congratulations,
Broads.
Unfortunately, this is the last week you're going to be employed at WIP, and Flyers and 50 is now with Louie. No one calls him Louie, I guess. It's Louis, but we call him Louie. But
DVL?
What's that? No, Louie Coco. You saw him like 3 times when he engineered our...
Oh, Louis.
Yeah,
Louis
guy.
He?
Yeah, I don't know. We never see him anymore.
Yeah. But summer guy.
But he's a Flyers guy.
Yes,
he's got his own
guy.
Podcast.
Yeah, Louis. No, yeah, because I remember when they did the show for us.
Yeah.
That's all they did was talk about hockey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
They filled in for us in the summer months. Yes.
And they just talked about hockey.
And I remember coming back from a golf tournament, and I'm listening, and that's all it was for a straight hour. I'm like, what the hell is going on? It was Broads, Devin, and Louis.
All talking about hockey.
Oh, man.
Yeah. What do you think this is? You think the Legion of Doom's out there? The team's made the playoffs once in the last 10 years.
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. He's doing hockey talk, man, for hours straight.
Well, it's about that time.
What do you got?
It is everybody's favorite.
Yeah.
Tommy Down the Shore.
It's Tommy Down the Shore.
No way. Yes, way.
Tommy Down the Shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank a grace and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the Shore.
Tommy!
Yo, boy. Go, Spike. Go, Jack. Big baloney business, baby.
Whoa. Now, I know you said, yo, Ike, yo, Spike, yo, Jack. Jack is not here as he's taken a half day so he can ride a hayride. Now, I don't know if you heard, Jack is handing out organic candy at his house for Halloween. Before we get into it with you, what are your thoughts on Jack handing out organic candy?
This is a very noble enterprise. It's a very nice thing to do for the community. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I mean, it's lovely.
Wow.
I think it's lovely.
Do you hand out deli meats by any chance for Halloween?
I mean, you know, it's not exactly a popular item, you know, with the as opposed to like candy. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Hey, I always got bologna and salami. I always got it there for me. You know what I mean?
You must be thrilled. The Eagles go into the bye 6-2. The Sixers are 4-0. The Flyers are playing well. You must be in good spirits.
This is a wonderful time. I mean, look, Jalen Hurts, baloney time. Devontae, baloney time. Saquon, baloney time. Tyrese Maxey, baloney time. You know what I mean? BJ Edgecombe, baloney time. This is just a glorious time to be a Philly sports fan. We got to savor it. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you something, Tommy. Are you doing this in the bathroom? It sounds like it's
I echo here.
Yep.
I'm in a church right now. I'm going to, because I came over here with a friend of mine. I was feeling so inspired. I figured I'd do the call, you know what I mean, in a place that was feeling very inspiring to me.
Okay. All right. In a church.
In
wow.
A church, man.
Yeah. So,
because I got a couple poems for you. It gets a nice reverberance. You know what I mean?
Oh, more poems?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. See, I've been so inspired, and these two poems really come from the heart. You know what I mean? These are like, you guys have really encouraged me, and I'm emerging as a world class poet. You know what I mean? So,
okay.
I got a couple more for you. You guys ready for this?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. This one is called Life is like a hoagie. Okay? Here
okay.
we go.
All right.
Life is like a hoagie. So many different kinds. Turkey, ham, roast beef, and bologna. Open up your mind. Life is like a hoagie. Get it with mayo or get it dry. It's always good to be tough, but it's also okay to cry.
It's also okay to what?
Cry.
Cry?
To cry. Yeah. It's like I said. That poem is like, there's a lot of different people in the world, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we got to learn to love and embrace. Some are tough guys, some are sensitive, and some are both, like us three guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep.
So here's my question. You said in the poem, you could get it with mayo or you could get it dry. There's usually a third option with a hoagie. What is that option?
That's right. It didn't flow in the prunes, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like oil, you know what I mean? But it didn't have like a nice flow to it, so I left it out of there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
oil?
So it's mayo dry or what?
Oil. But see, that doesn't feel poetic to me.
No,
you know what I mean? So
no.
I took a little bit of lotion, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you'd have to work the word boil in there. That would be weird, so I hear you. That's right. You've got another poem, not just the one?
I've got another poem. This one is called So Long Salami. Okay,
oh,
this one's
wow.
called So Long.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's got multiple meanings.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. For sure.
So long, salami, until we meet again. So long, salami, my truest and dearest friend. So long, salami, you'll never be alone. So long, salami, the wishes were provolone. And here, before we kind of, there's multiple levels, but salami's like a metaphor for someone you care for. You know what I mean? So, you know, like, you're looking forward to seeing them again, and you miss them. You know what I mean? That's what salami stands for. So long, like adios. You know what I mean?
Yes. So goodbye, salami, almost.
That's right. It could be adios, salami, goodbye, salami, so long, salami.
Okay.
I understand the way it reads. It could be read another way, but it's not, that's just, you know, that's not the intention here. This is very wholesome. I'm in a church right now.
Yeah,
you know what I
mean?
He's a very wholesome. Amy?
Real quick, a hoagie has mayo dry or what?
Oil. How do you guys say it?
No, I just want to make sure.
I'm just curious. I want to compare.
Amy? Oil?
Yeah. Oil, right?
Oil. I think it's oil, right? You don't say the eye. I think you leave the eye out of there.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? And I know I didn't prepare you for this, but is there any chance that you have the words for eat the gabagool handy?
Another encore, of course. I can do it anytime, Spike. You guys know me, man.
All right. Hit it.
Sometimes in life, we all play the fool. But when you feel like an idiot, eat the gabagool. What's the gabagool? Well, it's a certain type of ham. Eat the gabagool, and sure you'll make
be
a
the
plan.
Man.
And eat the gabagool, and sure you'll be the man. That's right. You'll make a plan, and then you'll be the man.
Yes, sir. Oh, man.
Eat the gabagool.
Eat the gabagool. So, no prediction for you this week, though. Last week, you were pretty close, if I remember correctly.
I was going to say, I was very, very close. The final score was 38-20, right? I was 37-17. I'm telling you, one of these weeks, I'm going to nail it. It's never happened in all these years.
What?
But I'm getting there. I can feel it. I'm going to get the exact perfect prediction one day.
You've never had the exact perfect prediction doing this?
I can't remember. Like, have I ever had it? Because it's been several years. I don't think I've
Yeah, I don't think he's ever nailed the actual prediction, no.
I don't think so.
I mean, he literally had a few years there where he was just predicting blowouts every week. Yeah.
That's right. I moved away from that. I'm trying to get more precise. You know what I mean?
Well, you haven't moved that far away from it. If it's a close game, you usually have a 10-point win.
That's right, but a little more. I used to predict like 53-6, you know what I mean?
Yes.
49-2, you know what I mean? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Well, great job. The poems are excellent. We're going to need them again at some point this season. So keep working on them and keep the original ones handy, especially Eat the Gabagool.
Oh, yeah, because you never know when he's going to request that.
At any point, I could request Eat the Gabagool. All right, Tommy.
You guys know me. I'm always ready to do another poem, always ready for Eat the Gabagool. You guys just tell me when and where. I'm ready.
Eat the Gabagool. Then you'll have the plan, and soon you'll be the man. Is that what it is?
Hey, eat the gabagool, and soon you'll make a plan. Eat the gabagool, and soon you'll be the man.
There it is.
There you go.
All right. Well, enjoy your bye weekend this weekend, Tommy, and we will talk to you in 1 week.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are the best. I love you guys. I will talk to you next week. Go Birds. Go Sixers. Tommy's over and 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 over now.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Ooh. Mayo dry or So Jack isn't here for the top five at five, but we must do the top five at five.
Ah.
So Deep Voice Luke.
Mm-hmm. You rang?
Yes, Deep Voice Luke. You have prepared the top five at five. What do we have to look forward to in your version of the top five at five?
The top five things that I'm scared of.
Okay.
The top five things that he's scared of. Halloween.
Yeah, it's a spooky top five at five.
Yes, how about that?
Wow.
All already right. More creative than that.
Yes. You sure you don't want to do top five things you saw today?
My backup was top five situations I'm monitoring here at WIP.
There right, you go. There you go. All right. The top five at five is next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.